Welcome to Progress in Mind Resource Center, where we bring you the latest news in psychiatry and neurology.
Today's episode is called From Response and Remission to Full Functional Recovery in Major Depressive Disorder. Is Patient Involvement the Missing Link? Depression is a common and serious illness with heterogeneous symptoms within emotional, physical, and cognitive domains. Although a wide range of approved drugs for treating major depression are available, a considerable portion of patients who meet formal criteria for remission do not consider themselves in remission or do not obtain functional recovery. In this symposium, three experts gave their view on limitations in our current approach to treatment selection and treatment goals, and offered future directions for optimizing the treatment of depression. Looking beyond the average patient, a neuroscientific approach to targeting individual patient profiles. Steven Stahl, professor at the University of California, San Diego, USA, opened the symposium explaining that clinical guidelines for the treatment of depression are based on meta-analyses, typically concluding that different antidepressants are equally efficacious. Meta-analyses, however, Professor Stahl noted, reflect what works for the average patient. Yet many patients' symptom profiles do not represent the average patient. Highlighting the heterogeneity of symptoms in depression, spanning from loss of interest and fatigue to concentration problems and impaired psychomotor function, he pointed out that different pharmacological agents with different specific targets may impact on different clinical measures across the range of symptom domains. Therefore, Professor Stahl noted, we should consider the specific mechanisms of an agent relative to the symptom profile to be able to select the right treatment for the individual patient as early as possible. Highlighting persistent cognitive impairment as a common and debilitating symptom in depression, Professor Stahl explained that while monoaminergic agents target mainly brain circuits regulating mood symptoms, multiple neurotransmitter systems are involved in cognition, including cholinergic, dopaminergic, norepinephrineergic, histaminergic, GABAergic, and glutamatergic pathways. Therefore, Professor Stahl noted, we should consider the specific mechanisms of an agent relative to the symptom profile to be able to select the right treatment for the individual patient as early as possible. Closing the gap between patient and clinician perceptions to improve treatment outcomes. The next speaker, Bernard Baun, professor at the University of Münster, Germany, pointed out the apparent paradoxes that more than half of patients who meet criteria for remission, as defined by depression scale scores, do not consider themselves in remission, and that many patients in symptomatic recovery continue experiencing functional impairment. According to Professor Baun, targeting mood symptoms is therefore necessary, but not sufficient for recovery, as patients themselves consider essential a broader range of factors, including daily functioning, ability to work, and quality of life. Professor Baun supported his point, presenting recently published data from a survey study, showing that patients in remission reported worse symptom levels across mood, cognitive, and physical domains, and felt more functionally impaired than perceived by clinicians. Clinicians also tended to focus on alleviating mood symptoms in the acute phase, whereas patients experienced the need for improving both mood and functioning across all phases. Pointing out the need for closing this gap between patients' and clinicians' perceptions of symptoms and treatment goals to improve treatment outcomes, Professor Baun emphasized the importance of a shared decision-making, with the remission phase as a particularly critical time window for ensuring continuous improvement and restoring full functional recovery. Novel approaches to measuring treatment progression may help promote functional recovery. Roger McIntyre, professor at the University of Toronto, Canada, elaborated on the importance of involving patients in the identification of treatment goals, pointing out the value of patient-reported outcomes when assessing therapeutic objectives and progress, as they may tap into areas that remain unmet needs in the treatment of depression, such as quality of life and functional improvement, including work functioning. Professor McIntyre highlighted goal attainment scaling as a unique, patient-centered approach to assessing treatment progress and treatment success. With goal attainment scaling, treatment goals are agreed upon based on a dialogue between clinician and patient, and include not only improvement of mood symptoms, but also functional goals related to daily activities and well-being, thus broadening the focus of treatment from symptomatic remission to functional recovery. Professor McIntyre concluded the symposium by urging the consideration of all the different components of depression as treatment goals, including cognitive symptoms that have been shown to be particularly important for work functioning, to be able to restore daily functioning, enhance quality of life, and help patients return to meaningful and productive lives. Educational financial support for this satellite symposium was provided by H. Lundbeck AS.
Thank you for listening to the Progress in Mind Resource Center podcast. For additional resources and materials, visit us at progress.im.